Every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into TGIF. Thank God it is Friday, March 20th, 2026 edition. Your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I'm struggling with my voice again this morning, folks. We'll do the best we can. We've got a great show lined up, lots of guests, lots of information. And in our third hour, we have a new sponsor that we're going to welcome into our radio family, Mitchell Lipton. You've been hearing the commercials already from the W Tax Group, the Winners Tax Group. Well, he'll be on 11:30 to 11:48. Great show. History lesson in the second hour with Pastor Chatfield. Candidates coming on just 2 weeks before the endorsement convention down in Novi, Michigan. We're going to have Justin Michael running for Congress in the first segment here, first half hour. Monica Yatuma at 9:30. Kevin Kievsky will be on 11:15 to 11:30. Mitchell Lipton, new sponsor, will be coming on 11:30 to 11:48. If you have any tax questions, anything dealing with the IRS, anything dealing with the state of Michigan, be sure to text them to me before 11:30, and we'll be able to get some free advice from Mitchell Lipton, the W Tax Group. Governor Gretchen Whitmer being sent some bills before spring break. Question is she going to sign them? Lots of legislative flurry going on this week in Lansing before the House chamber officially shut down for spring break. Yeah, you see, our state representatives are like college kids. They're running out of gas. They put in all this effort last fall, January, February, so far in March, and they need a break. Yeah, they need to get out of the country. They need to go get some sunshine. They need to start working on their tans for the summer. So they're on spring break. Well, before leaving, House passed a flurry of bills, sent them to the governor's office. question is going to be now whether or not Gretchen Whitmer is going to sign him. Pretty interesting. Let's see. Officer Rick reporting in for duty from Livingston County. He's off duty today. Good for you, brother. Listening on the Simple Radio app. Again, if you haven't downloaded it, please do so. Go into the Play Store, the App Store. Search for two words, Simple Radio. Capital S, capital R. Download it. When you download the app, open it, and then search for the call letters to the radio station, WCHY. It is commercial free. It's a free app, and you can listen to the station on your cell phone when you're outside the traveling area of our signal. So greatly appreciate that, Rick. Great show for you today. History lesson, Pastor Chatfield just texted me. Oaths. When you put your hand on the Bible, raise your right hand, swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Well, when you do that, folks, you become an oath keeper. Sovereign Poverty Law Center says oath keepers are a terrorist group. So be very careful and think about taking an oath. We'll talk about it with Pastor Chatfield. History lesson, hour number two. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one on this Friday. Joining us from the campaign trail is Justin Michael. He's a candidate running for the 1st Congressional District in Washington, D.C. as a U.S. Congressman. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, Randy. What's up, bud?
Man, we are just going crazy as precinct delegates. We're getting bombarded with all these town hall meetings and these nasty text messages, and the mud is slinging. Attorney General, Secretary of State's race, and the establishment rhinos are just fighting like heck to get their candidates across the finish line. And us patriots are fighting like heck. But, man, it's getting pretty brutal out here. So have you been asked any opinions about either the Attorney General or Secretary of State? I know it has nothing to do with Congress. It has nothing to do with your race. But are you hearing anything out there while you're on the campaign trail talking precinct delegates, regular public?
Well, I'm actually a precinct delegate, Randy. So, yeah, I've been attending the meetings and I've been listening to the campaign speeches. Obviously, being on the campaign trail, we're pretty much in the same spots at the same time. I've heard all the pitches from all the candidates multiple times. So I've been pretty actively involved in it. I'll be going down to convention to cast my vote on those, also to meet with delegates that are from the district. And it's been getting pretty nasty. I've been receiving the same text messages and the same emails that everyone else has. And, you know, that type of politics is essentially disturbing. It's always this argument of morality, like one candidate is better than the other because the other did this or did that. And I just think that argument is very limited and oftentimes comes across as not professional.
Well, it's not only not professional, but negative attacks. That's what really the component of this, you know, everybody's got a past. Okay. Only Jesus Christ was perfect. Okay. And the other part of this is if your candidate is losing, for you to have to resort to negative campaigning against your opponent to try to win over people to vote for you, I'm sorry, but I actually vote for the person they attack. That's been my standing since I've been doing this since 2010. I've been involved in politics. I ran for state senate in 2010 against Howard Walker. Nothing in our campaign was negative. I never attacked Howard. He never attacked me. We ran on the issues. He raised more money than me. He got TV ads out there that I couldn't afford. And he beat me in Traverse City, where he had been a state representative for 6 years. But the point of the matter is we ran a clean campaign. And at the end of the day, we were friends. You know, I would call him and make suggestions, ask him to do certain things. Thanks, Randy. I appreciate your call. I will definitely take it under advisement. But anyway, he voted for right to work. And it was one of the things I ran on. And I guess the point is, why do these people feel they have to go negative? They have to dig up stuff from last century to attack their opponents in order to win favor with the delegates?
Well, when you can't defend a policy or a position, you attack people from a morality perspective. And what it is it's actually a sign of weakness. You know, we have those situations that happen even in the congressional race. If you don't have somebody willing to come out and speak about their policies and their positions because they don't feel that they have to, or maybe they just can't, they want to attack the person that's running against them. And that's I'm like you. When I start hearing negative things about people, I think it's kind of a low blow. And I think people should always do their own research when it comes to candidates. Listen to the backstory and what they want to do, what their policies are, their positions, how they think. Those are the things that you need when you're electing someone into a leadership role.
Sure.
You don't want to judge them based on things that they did 20 or 30 years ago or things that they may have said that may upset people. You're right. People, no one's perfect. I always say, listen, if you've never done anything wrong, I look forward to reading a book about you in 2,000 years. kind of the way it is. And
right.
You're
we'll
trying
to celebrate your that, birthday. Instead
yeah,
of,
exactly. Right. So exactly. So you're in one of these positions where you're out there and you see these people and you meet them, and some of the candidates are really great people. And sometimes you just don't get the same feeling with other candidates. You feel like they're, I don't want to say fake, but you don't feel like they're authentic.
Right.
And what I look for in any candidate is just people being authentic, being themselves, not being scripted, not coming there with their stump speeches, and you hear the same story over and over again. And you just look and watch how people interact with each other and how they interact with you. I mean, some candidates will talk to you and you'll be like, man, I feel like I've known you forever. And other
yeah.
candidates will talk through you. And it seems like they're looking at you, but what they're saying just feels awkward because it's so politically scripted.
Yeah.
And so those are the ways, especially as delegates, because you can – it's hard as a constituent voter when you're voting in a general election, because there's no way that your candidates are going to get out and meet everybody. It'd be awesome if we could. I wish I had rallies with 300,000 people at them, right, so they could hear the message and get a vibe. But when you're a delegate – you have an opportunity most of the time to be able to sit down with these candidates in a one-on-one basis, or at least like a 8 or 9-on-1 basis. And you can ask questions and you can meet these people directly. And I encourage every delegate, if they have an opportunity, as this gets closer, we only have about a week to go, but go out there and talk to these people and just see what they're like as human beings. Don't believe all the stuff you read or the propaganda that gets spewed. It's always twisted in favor of the politician that's sending them. Just go out there and meet these people, have a conversation, see if you like them, see what they're about. Ask them what they do in their free time and see if you can relate to them. Don't just
right.
listen to the scripted speeches and all the propaganda and the BS that they're going to spew, because to be honest, that's fake. You want the guy that you know you can relate to and that cares about you and your communities and is going to represent you at the state level to do the things that you need to do. And the same thing goes for Congress. Don't believe the stuff you see on TV, oh, this is my golden labradoodle and this is my wife and I've been a great person and I'm about America and the Second Amendment and,
right.
we love Jesus. And then you're like, yeah, that's my guy. I saw
right.
you on YouTube. Don't be that person. Go and do your research. If you could, go and see if they're in your community. If they actually took the time to drive up and meet with you.
Right.
Or they've ever been in your county. Go vote for those people. People that are putting in the time to actually get out there and expose themselves to people and questions. When you're getting these email flyers or you're getting these text messages, those people are doing that from their living room. Go out and ask these people questions. And if they don't show up in your communities, don't vote for them, because that's telling. It means you don't matter. No one cares in their perspective to come up and take the time to sit and have a conversation with you or have a coffee and be able to answer those tough questions that you may want answered. Sometimes you just want to know that they're present. So that's always been my position on candidates, especially if I've gotten more politically active, you're running for Congress, and the amount of work that it takes to be out on the campaign trail. People don't realize. You see us for 20 or 30 minutes or an hour, and for you, it's a 10-minute drive home. For me, it's 4.5 hours. I'm in
right.
Marquette
right
now, and I was in Escanaba last night. I'll be in Escanaba on Saturday. So you're going on those trips, and you're meeting with people, and you're giving them everything you got. Because you're answering those questions, or you're at a forum, or you're at a debate, and you're putting yourself out there, and it's a lot of work. So champion those people, the people that are willing to show up, that are willing to talk to you, that are willing to put their time on the line to be out there to show that they can represent you and be supportive.
Well, one of the things that I think is kind of interesting, they are in the process of moving our primaries for the 2028 presidential election. We're going to go from August up to May, and then the normal November general election will be the candidates chosen in May versus August. Would you support them moving up the primary so that people would get to know you during these winter months that you've been out there campaigning and be able to have more time to raise money, knock on doors, walk in parades as the candidate You'd be able to do Memorial Day. You'd be able to do 4th of July. You'd be able to be out knocking doors in the summer because you're already the candidate. August would be gone, and it's going to be moved to May. Do you support Lansing doing that?
You know, it's a catch-22, and as a grassroots candidate, I'm going to explain this. So you if you get in early like I did, I mean, I filed literally, you know, early January of 2025. So it gave me a year to campaign. I've been on the campaign trail for 14 months, almost 15 months. I've racked 70,000 miles. We just rolled 70,000 miles in the district.
Wow. That's
a lot of mileage.
Yeah.
So you're out there doing the work. But the issue that comes when you move that back is there's a few months there where the roads are really hard to navigate, especially in our district. Now, if you're down in Macomb County, super easy. Right, you don't get the snowfall. It's easy to get to events, but you have a couple of months from Thanksgiving really till January 1st where people, even who are active in politics, don't want to be in politics. And then you run into the other factor that there's a large percentage of the population, especially in our district, that travels to Florida.
Sure.
And they're not here to participate. So you think if you have that early March, not everyone's going to get an absentee ballot. Not everyone's going to be active in politics. And for 4 or 5 months, those people don't even get to see candidates. And so you're really like, once an election happens, there's like this election hangover. People don't, they're not excited about politics because like, whew, you know, we got another couple years before we got to hear the, you know, the text messages and the slander and all the other stuff. Give us a break.
If you move it down,
there's this a lull time. So what it does is it really benefits incumbents and people who have access to capital. And it really hurts grassroots. Now, hypothetically speaking, yes, it's nice to get it over with because you know if you won or lost, right? I still got, you know, months of campaigning to do before we really understand. And no one's really going to do polling up here because it's hard. Because demographically, there's not a concentration. So you're not going to know where you stand really until the ballots come. I mean, people are going to say things and do things, but they're not going to spend the money on polling up here. So our district is unique because of the spot, the size and just gravity of what we have up here. And I don't know how beneficial it is in our district to move it up. I mean, it's good to know that you're on the ballot and you're going to spend a lot less money on the campaign trail because you're going to cut off 4 months of the most busy time. I mean, if you think about it, from March until August is probably going to be my busiest time. And I've been on the campaign trail every day. So I don't know how it's going to get busier, but it's going to get busier.
Well, so, just point of clarification, it's May, the first week in May.
Oh,
but
I
understand what you're saying because a lot of our snowbirds don't even come back until May.
And Memorial Day for us is really when our district starts popping off.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
So
I understand. I got it. And like you say, you're geographically much different than the entire rest of the state. I mean, look how large your district is compared to the other congressmen.
Right. And even if you think of state senators or state reps, look at how much territory those state reps have in our district.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you have five counties, but you're talking about five counties that extend. I mean, in the 108th, it goes from Menominee all the way to the Sioux.
Right.
So it's, you know, these aren't geographic territories that make it easy for candidates. And there aren't a lot of events that are happening because the population is so –